Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 11th of April. Paris-Roubaix is just upon us and Visma Leaseback has revealed their lineup amongst other teams. But for Visma, Wout van Aert has finally been back on the starting line of Hell of the North, a race that eluded him so far. He will lead a very strong team, including 2022 winner Dylan Van Baarle, along with Eduardo Affini, Julien Vermeulen, Niklas Bergend and Per Strand-Hagenes. But a big surprise is the inclusion of the 19-year-old British prodigy Matthew Brennan. Originally not on schedule to race Paris-Roubaix, Brennan forced his way into the team after an impressive win at the Grand Prix de Nantes, a race seen to be as a mini Paris-Roubaix thanks to the cobble sectors there. Van Aert says he feels confident after a strong Flanders, but knows that he will need a clever strategy to beat the big favourites. As for Brennan, just lining up at Roubaix is already a dream come true, another huge step in a breakout season that is only just getting started. The boss of Total Energies, Jean-René Bernedeau, has been making the headlines ahead of Paris-Roubaix and not for anything happening on the cobble. In an interview with French radio RMC Sport, Bernedeau directly called Tadej Pogačar to offer more transparency about his performances, saying the Slovenian star should share his data publicly to clear any doubts. He is not accusing Pogačar of anything, but he says that given the way he dominates, it would only be fair to provide guarantees, things like power data or storing biological samples for future testing. Bernedeau insists cycling has made a huge progress in the fight against doping, but argues there are still grey areas, like the use of ketones and other substances that for him hurt the sport's credibility. At the same time, Bernedeau was also asked about rumours of a potential partnership between Total Energies and Ineos Grenadier. His response? No comment. He shut down the speculation, saying he refused to fuel the social media rumour mill. And we spoke about it in our podcast, Big Blow for Fabio Jakobsen this season. It is now sure the Dutch rider will not take part in the 2025 Tour de France. The Picnic Post-NL rider is facing a long rehabilitation after undergoing a surgery on both legs to fix an iliac artery problem. Jakobsen has been struggling with his sprint power since the start of the year, feeling something wasn't quite right during races, like at the UAE Tour or Paris-Nice. Some tests eventually revealed a restriction of blood flow in his iliac arteries, an issue that affects several pro cyclists over the years. The surgery went well, but Jakobsen now faces several weeks off the bike, followed by a careful return to training. It's another setback in his career after his horrific crash in 2020 that was at a Tour of Poland, but a 28-year-old remains optimistic. He says fixing the problem should help him get back to his best. Although when exactly he will return to racing, it's still uncertain. This was your cycling news flash for Friday, the 11th of April. Remember, Grace Brown will deliver our SBS Unclip on Monday, and we will return to a podcast, full podcast, with the full crew, the SBS Cycling Podcast, on Wednesday.